This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can be found on our Facebook page. Visit us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. All morning long this morning, we're talking to teens who are doing great things. My next guest, their story made worldwide headlines and went viral when quadruplets Aaron, Zachary, Nigel, and Nick Wade all were accepted into several Ivy League schools. All four of them join me now over the phone from their dorm room at the prestigious Yale University. It's our pleasure to welcome the Fantastic Four, the Ivy League quads, the Wade quads, Aaron, Zachary, Nigel, and Nick Wade. Welcome to the show this morning, guys.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Now, you young men, you guys had multiple offers from several elite Ivy League colleges. What schools were courting you guys, Aaron?
For all four of us, I think Harvard, Yale, Vanderbilt. I know a lot of us applied to Brown, Duke, Columbia for one or two of us, maybe Stanford for two of us, Johns Hopkins for one.
So yeah. You guys were getting offers from everywhere. So did they come when they came courting you guys? Did they come with attractive offers? You don't have to mention any money amounts, but did they come with scholarship money, Zachary?
So how a lot of the Ivy League school works is it's need-based funds. So depending on if you get in or not, your acceptance isn't based on how much money you have. It's based on your merit. So once you get into the school, it's based on financial needs. So like once you get into the school based on your grades or whatever, then they decide how much you get based on your family's income. So since there are four of us, they took that into account. So our financial aid was something that we were able to manage as a family, which we thought was really good.
So tell me, what was it like when you found out that you were accepted into these colleges, not only one of you, but all four of you quads? What was that like for you guys, Nigel?
That's something you can't really dream of, much less just one of us getting to an Ivy League school or something like that. But the fact that all four of us got into an Ivy League school, we just felt enormously blessed in that moment. So I can't really describe it in words. It was just immense.
So what were you guys doing when you found out that all four of you quads, all four of you guys were accepted into these Ivy League schools? What were you doing?
So we were actually at track practice during that time because there's a set time when all the Ivy Leagues leads to a decision. And I believe I was still at practice because Nicholas and I do different events than Nigel and Aaron. So Nigel and Aaron found out before we did because they were doing practice. And then I believe Nick found out third. And then I wanted to finish my practice before I looked at it. I probably learned maybe an hour and a half after my brothers did.
And that was really cool. That's the kind of news you don't hear every day, right?
It definitely was, especially since we had a lot of our friends there because we didn't know what was going to happen. And just for, like, all the students accepted these schools that we wanted to go to and our friends being there to support us, like a whole team just being there to give us the support we wanted and needed for those moments, it was really great.
And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. This morning, all morning long, we're talking to young people, teens that are doing great things out here in the world. We're talking to the Ivy League quads, quadruplets, Aaron, Zachary, Nigel, and Nick Wade. They all received multiple offers from several Ivy League schools before deciding on Yale. They're here this morning to tell their own story. Now, I know your mom is a junior high principal right here in this area. Having an educator as a parent, was education always a priority in your home? And how did that lay the foundation for your success in school today?
Hi, it's Nick. I definitely believe that having an educator in home was a huge factor to our quote-unquote success, both academically and other aspects of life. The fact that she's a teacher really meant that like education was like the number one priority in our home.
Now, let's talk about life at Yale University. As I mentioned earlier, all four of you quads, you all were accepted into several Ivy League colleges. What was it about Yale University that spoke to you guys and made all four of you guys decide to attend Yale? What was it about Yale? Nick?
Well, I think it was a really tough decision for each of us individually. It wasn't just a group decision. And for me, it came down to what I want to major in is political science, international relations, Arabic. And Yale is actually the best, if not one of the best schools in the nation for that. So I knew that I would be making a strong choice academically no matter what of the schools I chose. But, I mean, it really came down to a lot for us financial. Yale offered the best financial aid package that we feel out of all the schools and also the community that we found at Yale when we visited during a program called Bulldog Days was really cohesive, and we felt that would be a strong tool for us in deciding to go there.
So, guys, Aaron, do you guys live in the same dorm?
No. We actually requested to all live in separate, we call them residential colleges here. So we're all affiliated with four completely different, like, buildings or, like, houses.
All right. Now, Zachary, let me ask you this now. How difficult is the coursework there? Because, again, we're talking about one of the most elite colleges in the United States, Yale University. How is the coursework there?
The work is definitely challenging. It's a huge time commitment, but everyone that's accepted here, they're here for a reason, and they make sure that if you're here at the school, you're able to do the work. You have to put in the effort, and if you put in the effort, then you'll be fine.
Okay.
So the work is definitely challenging, but we're here for a reason. We're here because they know we can handle what they're putting forth for us.
So let me ask you guys this. I know you're adding to it as African-American young men, but what does diversity look like at Yale University?
Diversity comes, this is Nick, diversity comes in a lot of different ways at Yale, not just racially, but also in terms of perspectives, things like sexual orientation. Those things are all very important parts of Yale. And so, yes, we add to like this mosaic of being African-American and African diaspora here at Yale. But there are also people who identify across the sexual spectrum. Gender policy is a really huge thing here. And so really the whole point of diversity here at Yale is to open a dialogue in which people's opinions can be, you know, respected and internalized such that we can build a more cohesive community.
In addition to like his talking about the diversity in terms of like all these perspectives, I think you also see a lot of diversity in terms of people's backgrounds. Like, I have a lot of friends who grew up internationally, people who like did like amazing, fascinating things before Yale that just blows my mind. So you see a lot of like differences in what people's lives looked like before Yale too.
Okay.
This is Nigel. And I guess going even to a more specific area, even within the BMU, which is the Black Men's Union here at Yale, there's a strong African-American presence here at Yale, but even within that community, you see a lot of diversity about where people come from, what ideals they hold in high esteem, what they're trying to accomplish here at Yale. So it just creates a very interesting dynamic in which we're all trying to help each other.
And again, in case you're just tuning in this morning, we're speaking to the Ivy League quads, the Wade quads, Aaron, Zachary, Nigel, and Nick Wade. They're here this morning to talk about their experience at Yale University. This morning, we're talking about young people, teens that are doing great things. For more information on the show, you can like us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. Now, getting into Yale, we know all four of you guys excel academically. Is there a lot of positive peer pressure among the four of you guys to do well in school?
There definitely was that pressure to, like, do well, but I think it was also kind of, like, our academic interests are just so different that it was never, like a negative sort of pressure. It was just always, like, kind of this mutual desire to succeed and to thrive, and we just really derived a lot of, like, pleasure out of seeing each other thrive as well. At the end of the day, we're each other's biggest fans in terms of like what we accomplish and what we hope to see each other accomplish.
And then adding on to that, all of us are doing very well academically because even though this is college and it's a time where people can have very good experiences, we know the reason that we're here and we came here for an education. So that's our number one priority. And because of that, all of us are doing very well academically in all of our classes.
And so, guys, almost likewise, what is it like for you guys being on this journey, having your brothers with you a part of this journey? What is that like for you guys, Nick?
I think that it's strange in an unexpected way. People are like, well, your brothers are here in college. You must talk to each other all the time. But in reality, like, of course, since we're not living together really anymore and our classes don't collide in the same way that they did in high school, we see each other far less than you would expect, even though we are all residing on the same campus. But I think that the fact that we are all here is good because if we ever wanted to check in with each other, we could do that by doing more than just calling over the phone. We could, you know, get coffee, something like that. We could actually talk to each other and be there physically for each other rather than just communicating over long distances. And I think that's good to know. We don't always do that, but just knowing that that is a possibility is very impactful, I think.
All right. Thank you, Nick. Aaron, the same question for you. What's the best part of being on this journey with your brothers, your quads?
I think the best part for me is just seeing, like, the ways in which all of them explore their passions and explore what it is they came here to do. And just, like, kind of going back to what I said before about just, like, at the end of the day, we're all each other's biggest fans, and I just really love seeing my brothers succeed. So, yeah, that's my favorite part of being here with them.
Okay, Nigel?
My favorite part is just knowing I always have someone I can lean on if I ever need it.
if I do a little bit worse on a test than I think I should have, I know I have someone I can talk to about it, you know, and they'll be like, it's okay, you'll be better next time. So just having someone who's always in your corner, that's what I love.
All right, and with that, we're out of time this morning. We have to let you guys get back to studying at Yale University. If our listeners would like to find out more about you guys, the Ivy League quads, the Wade quads, how can they find out more about you guys?
We actually do have an email. It's wadebrothersinquiries@gmail.com that we made just kind of like as a way of like kind of talking with people about like our quad experience in college, I guess.
All right. Well, we're out of time. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate you guys taking time to talk to me, and good luck at Yale.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking to the Ivy League quads, quadruplets, Aaron, Zachary, Nigel, and Nick Wade. This morning, we're talking to teens who are doing great things.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.